Last week, the Australasia Council of Women and Policing held its 2019 conference, the key theme being collaboration, the future belongs to us. It's focused on responding to women in the policing force and improving the policing services provided to them, and how leadership for women in policing can be strengthened. We're joined now by AFP Commander and ACWAP Treasurer Andrea Quinn to chat to us about how they're moving forward post-conference and what the future for women in policing might look like. Andrea, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Sean, for having us.
Absolute pleasure. Now, as I was saying, one of the focus areas for the conference was how law enforcement responds to women in the communities they serve. Do you mind sort of giving us some understanding? Were there any sort of specific scenarios addressed?
I guess one of the key focuses for the Australasian Council for Women in Policing and also for policing more broadly is making sure that our organisations represent the communities that we serve. And certainly ACWAP's charter has been to make sure that, or is to make sure that, that things are equitable for women in policing, and then when we are policing the community, that, that allows us to do our job better. There's a lot of talk about 50-50 targets, so trying to recruit 50% of women, 50% of men into our organisations, particularly as sworn officers, and then making sure that that goes through all of the ranks, which will take time, but there's slow improvements. So that's our key focus, so bringing people together to talk about the challenges that they may have had, things that different organisations are doing, and sharing experiences and sharing the work that one does with another, so that all of the jurisdictions aren't doing the same thing. It's providing a very good networking opportunity.
Mm. You mentioned, of course, women in leadership. How underrepresented at the moment are women in sort of senior leadership roles?
It's fair to say at the moment in most jurisdictions, there's about somewhere between 20 and 25% of sworn officers are women. So and then there's about 35% of all of the total population of our police forces are women. There's been improvements. I can speak on behalf of the Australian Federal Police. We've had an increase in our senior executive, and we're sitting at about 40% of our senior executive officers are now women. And I don't have the stats on this, but there have been improvements across all areas. We're still not 50-50, and that will take years to achieve, but there have been improvements, which is positive. And across Australia in particular, we look at all of our commissioners are very aware of the fact that we need to do as much as we can to get women to represent their males as be equal. And we have one female commissioner for the second time only in Australia's history, which is fantastic, up in Queensland.
And you also mentioned before, the idea of gender parity, reaching that 50-50 sort of gender parity in terms of police personnel across the board. Were there any strategies that were put forward in order to try and achieve that?
I guess one of the key focus on all policing jurisdictions, and we had a number of presentations, is to make sure that our organisations have a culture that will support women to achieve within them. You may be aware there's been reviews. The AFP had Elizabeth Broderick come in and look at our workplace and found that we had areas that we could improve in. And the Victoria Police have had the Verioc come in and look at their organisation and identify areas that they can improve. So it's really hard to expect an organisation to have parity and have people enjoy a career for a long time if certain elements within the police force feel that they can't bring their whole self to work. So health and well-being of our individuals is incredibly important to all of the jurisdictions, but then making sure that once you're in an organisation, the culture's there to support you to do what you want to do and be who you need to be within the workplace. And, you know, it's really tricky. We had a few speakers come and talk to people about the joys of balancing children and shift work and having to come in or having to stay back and how you do that. And it's common across all workplaces, really. But, you know, how you do that when you're sort of saying I need to do all these things to get ahead, yet I've got the kids at home and I'm probably the one that tends to be the female that does all that, you know, sick kid caring and stuff like that. So how does the organisation support that?
Well, of course, my brother-in-law is a police officer, and you talk about shift work there and sort of balancing family and that kind of work. Very, very hard, very, very difficult. And obviously, as you say, there is that expectation, that extra expectation placed on women. Well, Andrea, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us this morning and having a little bit of a chat with us about
That's
this one.
Right. Anytime.